Yep, just open it up for questions.
Urban, you talked about setting the sights of the championship down the line. How do you maintain the championship level of consistency in the program year after year once it's there?
Well, I never said that we set our sight on championships. I think you've got to be very cautious about talking to players about our job is to compete for championships. That's all I want you to think about. It's a complex team is a complex animal. You've got to really be careful how you approach things. I talk about things that are way beyond even, I don't want to say expectations, but we don't even talk about this. We have to get to November to beat the championship. It's complicated enough. I try to temper that. One of the best things that happens in 12 days, we move in the hotel, we wake up every morning, go to work. We don't have time to be dealing with what about this. And that's the hardest part is when you're away from it. So I try to temper all those things and just worry about getting better day to day. I think that's real important, the approach we take to it.
Aside from the media and sort of, you know, outside of anything beyond you, what was it like for you personally, or how difficult was it for you personally to hear your name come up as soon as the charges were brought against Aaron Hernandez, or to have your name associated with
it? It's all awful. I mean, it's a sick feeling. It's your thoughts, your prayers are with the family, victims. Every player situation, every recruit situation, all that will always be back in my mind.
Coach, what's it like for you to have a guy who's worked for you now in the conference with Gary?
Well, it's great. I just had lunch with Gary. Gary and I talk quite often. Gary was arguably one of the most important hires we ever made. We were 10-2. Had a good team coming back, and we hired Gary Anderson my second year and went undefeated. And Gary took one of our weakest units, the defensive line, and just his overall presence, his positive attitude, his character, what kind of guy he is, and obviously he's a great X and O coach. And Kyle Whittingham came into my office and said, I need to have Gary Anderson. And I wasn't going to go in that direction. I was another guy I was going to hire. And I went at dinner with Gary and his wife and completely blown away. People in Wisconsin are going to find out what a great, not just great coach, but a great guy he is, great person, great family man. I love Gary Anderson.
He says he likes coaching against friends and people he respects. What for you, what does that do to the rivalry of playing in Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin, I found out last year that that's a heck of a rivalry. Wisconsin's been kind of top of the heap for the last few years. You know, there's our players, the respect factor we have, I've been away from the Big Ten for a while. And the respect factor, I found out, that's every bit as respect as any other team in the conference because of the success they've had. And certainly, since Coach Alvarez got there, but in recent years, three years straight in the Rose Bowl. So I don't think Coach Anderson and Coach Meyer have anything to do with that one. That's already in place because of the success of Wisconsin.
When you got there last year, there's a lot of talk about the juice. You go to practice with Mickey Ronnie, the juice. This year it's the chase. You can pump that stuff, but don't you have to have some of that in you? Some of that's artificial.
Oh, it is. And that's a great question. And that comes from the leadership. So we are certainly the chase is on. And last year was the juice, and we taught some players that maybe didn't have the necessary juice to be a leader, which is the energy and the passion that you have to be great at anything that you do. And this year we're all chasing something. And that whole thing all started, Clay, with we lost 15 bowl practices. So we had to somehow make them up. And NCAA rules say we're not allowed to go past a certain amount of hours, so a lot of that was going to be on their own. And I'm proud to tell you, we're starting fall practice in my mind that we're all caught up. And I'll see when I see our team, but what the leaders are telling me and just from what I'm hearing and from our, you know, the leaders of the team, I think the chase is right on schedule.
Urban, with all the emphasis on concussions and player safety today, do you have to coach differently in practice than you used to?
Well, I went through our practice schedule, for example, in spring. We went from going Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday to just Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I don't want to go back-to-back. So my job, and it's going to be a different 2 days than we've ever had. We had some concussions last year. Our strength coach and I went through each concussion, where it happened, how it happened, and we're going to find out why. And we found out there's certain drills that are impact related that caused a couple of them. And so we eliminated those drills, or we're reteaching those drills. I spaced out inside. Really, I think this is really going to this question about the impact of the future college football and high school football. But like inside pods and fire zone period, three very physical drills, we're never doing it all in one day. So we've got one day of an inside drill. We'll skip the afternoon practice if there is one, not do the same drill, and then do it the next day. So we're very conscientious about the amount of contact they receive during practice. Completely different than we've done it before.
Some of the outside criticism that affect you a little bit, human emotion. How much attention to that stuff do you really pay? Do you feel any need in the last month or so to defend yourself for the program?
Because I don't watch it. I'll hear it from someone that's, whether it be a relative or a part of the family, I stay completely away from it. I learned several years ago that I'm not going to, no matter how I feel, that's a battle you're not going to win. So I just completely stay away from it. One thing that bothers you is when you start stereotyping a group. There's an incredible kid at the University of Florida, incredible kids at Ohio State, unbelievable coaches with great hearts. And some guys make some mistakes and impact everybody. We're not the only program in America that makes mistakes. For some reason, I get that. We've had too many. And I've self-evaluated. I've evaluated the staff. I've evaluated how we do our business. And we're continually changing and making sure we do it the right way. It's never changing.
What are your thoughts on the new college football that players are going to be ejected?
Yeah, I was actually watching that today, and it's the first ejection is going to be hard to deal with. But if it's for the player's safety, it's all good. But that's going to be, I think it's about the teaching. We put out a video for our players. We actually had a little clinic for all the local grade schools last night, and the whole topic was how to teach proper technique and tackle. And it did. It went from playing a game like this to start to play the game like this, and it has to get out of the game. There's only one way to do it, is penalize them and reteach it. So we're spending every player on their video iPad has a tackling video and teach tape on how it needs to be done. So we're spending a lot of time on that.
But that's going to be a judgment call by the official?
I believe so. Head-to-head contact above, yep, with intent to target is the way it's been told to me.